I'm Samantha Mullen.
And I'm Cottie Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I worry about everything. No, I do. But
you do too.
Hi, Cottie.
Hey.
Are you in a chipper mood today?
I'm in an awful mood.
What's
so
going
you.
On with the universe? So I feel like it's been really overcast, right? Like super overcast in LA. Mm-hmm. And maybe like actually...
Do you know there's a name for it actually? It's called Gray May. And then you're heading Gray May just dovetails into June gloom. I was like, well,
oh,
that's
lovely.
Fucking depressing.
No, I feel like we've had way more cold days, way more overcast, way mm-hmm. more like, of, and which I can get down with and I can lean into. And then, but I feel like it's been extended so long that I was like holding on, like waiting and ready, like for like sunshine the last few weeks. And now it's just like not only making me tired, it's like making me pissed.
I'm
like
off,
annoyed.
And I'm itchy. Itchy as shit.
Itchy?
My eyes itch.
I'm bitchy.
My throat itches. I'm bitchy and itchy.
Itchy and bitchy.
Don't worry about it. We're bitchy and itchy.
Dude, I don't know what it is. It's something cosmic for sure.
You think so? We should Google it.
No, I mean, I think the stars are aligning in like an odd
you know
fashion.
You know why that messes with you, right? Because your body is 70% water. So the
You're
sun
so
and
deep.
The moon navigate the ocean. It also navigates the weird, your body
yeah.
of water.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I saw that on Instagram.
Well, no. I mean, all the elements, yes.
Ooh, speaking
That's
of Instagram,
cosmic.
Have you tried your spray paint?
Yes, I have.
Where'd you use it, on the grass?
We're discussing the spray paint that we were talking about in the last
episode.
The makeup for your plants.
Dermaplan for lawns.
I finally got a... Well, actually, you were very generous, by the way. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You gave me like 4 cans.
I know.
Really?
Well, I have a dozen.
You're really like a hard hitter.
Yeah.
So I did. I got into it. I actually like it. I will say it's a little bit matte. It's a little mm-hmm. more matte mm-hmm. than
I wish it
a
had
live
a little,
plant.
Yep. No, I...
It's like powdered.
It is. It's got a matte finish. It's not
I
doing.
I do love it for like the grass application, mm-hmm. except then I went a little like overboard and started spraying the dirt patches where there was no grass. And that looks really like it looks like a bald head sprayed with like spray paint. Like the dead grass, you can't tell
perfect.
At all.
Yeah, right?
The dead grass, great. But then when I sprayed the dirt, like little, you know, where the mm-hmm. the dead grass had died and gone away, mm-hmm. that then you're really like tempting fate.
I know. I spray painted a tree and it just, everyone that passes it goes, what happened to your tree? I was like, it's fine. It's like the branches
Zapped.
Are green, the leaves are green.
Bob
Everything
Ross
is
painted
the
it.
Same color.
Well, but then I can definitely level with your wanting to Pac-Man the whole thing because once mm-hmm. it is a tad different tone. So then you're like, well, what if I just did the whole thing?
Well, what you do is, because I've tested so many strips in my lawn, you go heavy on the dead spot, right?
Yeah.
And then you do an overlay
Ooh,
to like blend.
Just like a mist.
Yeah, a mist around
yeah.
to blend
yeah.
the edges.
I used like one like
oh, I blew through a
seconds.
Can and like literally in a minute. I used one can.
All right. Yeah. So that was fun. What else? God, I don't even know. Today I tried a new hair colorist.
That's such a time.
I've been a prisoner of my hair person for like a long time who I love and I think has done a great job over the years. But I know I'm not alone when I say that you get into a rut with these people.
Yeah.
And even that's okay because sometimes people just don't think they want to change, but then they need like a fresh look. And then you could potentially talk to your hairdresser about it, except my particular hairdresser doesn't actually even want to hear what you have to say anymore. So if you're unhappy, she just like really will like talk you, like try to talk you out of it and try to convince you why she's right and why everything looks perfect. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I've gone down that, like I've tried to go down that road with her a few times. And I, when you know, you know. When you know it's something's like a little off, I've lived with it too many times where it like hasn't been
up to par for you.
Or just like what I wanted.
Yeah.
Even if maybe it looks fine to everybody else. But, you know, but then there's all those other years of going to her that I've loved it and I've been so happy and thrilled and I know she's talented. But finally, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try somebody else. Like, if I feel like a tad liberated, I have to say.
You should be. Remember the last 2 times she did your hair, I was like, it's off.
Well,
The red. The red was like...
That was the beginning of the
end. A rat's belly. Like, it was just a weird mouse. It was just like... It was off. It was a hair off.
A rat's belly.
It was like a rat's belly. It was like the underbelly of a rodent.
A rat's belly red?
I don't know. Just like no highlight. It was just flat, you know?
It was flat. For me,
flat.
It just didn't work. And then that was the beginning
of the end. It wasn't red enough. It wasn't brown enough. It wasn't blonde enough. I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Then I bleached my whole head with like Target like bleach. And then
you
that...
You nailed it.
Did I though?
It was great.
It was weirdly worked. And then she toned it. It was like better. But then I don't know. It just went from like bad to worse. And I felt like weirdly so trapped. Like I'm like, no one else can do my hair. No one else can do my hair. And like, for the record, of those of you not like, you know, like psycho Googling me, I have really easy hair to do. Like it's like.
You have very easy
hair. It's like. Not like super curly. It's like my base is like a light brown, lifts really easy into like a blonde. Like it's pretty easy. And I don't know why I felt so scared.
Ridiculous.
I was governed by fear.
Yeah. How deep?
I really was. And I feel like I feel liberated today. I do. Even though I'm like angry at the world for I don't even know why.
During COVID, I was pregnant and we weren't going to salons, you know. And I grew out my hair. And I had maybe like 6 inches of my natural hair color. And I'm so pissed.
I liked that, actually. I think it looked good.
It wasn't great.
Too dark?
But I'm like pissed. I've never known. I started coloring my hair when I was in sixth grade. So I don't know what my hair looks like. I just know that when I dye it brown, everyone goes, yeah, that's not your color. And it's not.
Oh, why? So what are you saying? You want to grow it out and see what
you... I don't know. Just wouldn't you love to see what you naturally look like? I kind of want to.
When I look at Ezra, I think that's what I would naturally look like because he has the light eyes and like darker hair. I kind of think that's how I would look.
You don't look good with dark hair, though.
I know. He does, though.
He does.
I know. It's rude.
I just don't.
Born a bottle blonde.
I mean, I got home last night.
Yeah.
This could be a whole topic in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the office yesterday and then I get home and... I walked into like a conversation on like that we're going to start sleep training tonight. And I was like, what? So who are we sleep training? And they're like, you and Ted. And I was like, well, who decided this? What's happening?
Is this the maybe nanny that's leaving?
I don't think she's leaving anymore.
You want to keep her?
I don't know. I'm just not doing anything. I've got like so much to do in life for the next 3 weeks that let's just...
Back burner that
bump,
shit.
Pump the brakes. But anyway, yeah, I walked in and her and Mike had decided we're sleep training. And I'm like, this is dreadful. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Is she not already sleep trained?
Who, Ted?
Oh, you and Ted?
Lola. Yeah, Ted and I. They have to sleep train me too. Because I sleep in his room.
Lola's good.
Lola, I took the bottom of her crib off and just dropped the mattress on the floor. So it's literally like she's in a cage. Mm. Like she'll never be tall enough to get out. Like, Ted can't even
never,
really get it.
Ever in her entire life. She's 2.
Yeah. So Lola's great.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, but then Ted, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, we're sleep training him tonight? And I had to listen to him cry, and I was just like, this is dreadful. I just come from the school of thought, I don't care where you sleep as long as you sleep. Who cares? I don't care. And then the argument is, well, it's bad for their development, which I suppose, but is it? I mean, I, growing up, this is really dysfunctional, but I co-slept with my parents.
I know.
Till I was like 10.
It's something I can never, every time I think of you in life, I think of that.
Yeah.
I think of you, like, sleeping in the mm-hmm. middle of your parents.
Yeah.
As a full-grown adult.
And it was, like, such a secret.
I tell other people, too. I go, my friend.
Cool. I'm so glad you share that with people.
With her parents, so she was,
no, but
like
it was
16.
Such a secret, but now it has a name to it. And I'm like, oh. And then I saw it on Instagram the other day.
Co-sleeping?
Like, co-sleeping, yeah. Mm. I saw it on Instagram the other day with, like, the kid was, like, Ted's age.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, like, a teenage daughter that was sleeping, like, on the side of the bed. And I was like, this is so weird. But I'm like, oh, my God, that was our family.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's so horrible. I just think
Does Dom sleep with you?
Yeah.
See? And you're like, yeah, of course.
Dominic, my 5-year-old, does sleep with us, but we have tried multiple times to, you know, I think we might have discussed this on the podcast before, but I have laid in his bed until he's fallen asleep or moved him from my bed once he's fallen asleep. And for whatever reason, he has like this like crazy internal clock that like wakes him up out of a deep slumber. And if he's in his bed, he has to come back to my bed. It's like, it's the craziest thing.
Well, he'll just crawl in bed with you.
So we've just given up. Like, for a while, we would walk back and then lay, and then we'd end up falling asleep in his bed and then, yeah, like, sharing a twin with him. And, like, now we're to the point where it's like, we have given up. It's sort of like sad that we've given up. But I do love snuggling with him, although he's getting bigger and our bed's not big, really that big. A. B. He then stays up until, like, we go to sleep.
Yeah, so, and I don't care.
You don't care? Some people don't. Some people
every
don't care
night,
about their kids going to sleep
Ted
late.
Ted will be like, I'm tired. Can we go to bed? I'm like, sure. I go in there. I read him two books. I get in his bed.
What time is that at, though?
Like 9.
Oh. I'm talking like 10:30.
Don't care. I'm sure there's been nights at 10:30. Oh. But, like, I put him in his bed, and it's so chill. We read two books. Not even. We read one book. I put on meditation music, turn off the lights. He's asleep in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and
I don't
then
know.
Sometimes I fall asleep, but I always get up and go to my bed because I feel like
I think that's easier.
Someone took a jackhammer to my
yeah. I don't know. Something's amiss, but I've given up, and I just
who cares,
like,
right?
At the end of the day, it's not going to last forever.
No.
Yeah,
and then he comes in every night without fail, 3 a.m., 3:25.
This is what I wonder.
Tap tap tap.
How do they do that? How do they wake themselves up? Like, I don't get what's going on.
I don't know. But again, don't care. I go back to his bed and I fall asleep.
Don't care.
It's like, as long as everyone's sleeping on a mattress, we're golden. Why do we have to create all these new rules and draw names out of a hat?
You know why? Well, I feel like for us, it was like relatively straightforward with my older two boys. So it felt like, why would this not be as well? But it just, it's all, every kid, every situation is different. I don't know.
It's exhausting. I'm just like, ugh. And God, and then this mason jar, we're pulling names out of a mason jar of who has to put him to sleep and listen to him just torture himself.
Oh my God,
I'm
that's
like, please
awesome.
Please don't draw.
How many
my
names
name.
Are in there?
Just the two of us. But Mike doesn't
but
know.
But I love that, actually.
Why?
Who came up with that?
Mike.
I love the drawing of the names.
And whoever draws, so Ted
I
gets to draw
that.
One name. And whatever name he draws, then the other person puts Lola to bed.
See, I actually really love that.
You should
as
do
opposed
it.
To being like having to feel like you're so catty and you're like tit for tat.
No. And you know what you do? Because I made up this rule. You do equal names. So, well, I didn't, but Mike thinks there's equal names in there. There's 8 of his and 6 of mine. But when you draw a name out,
yeah.
I was like, put that to the side.
Yeah.
We've got 2 weeks worth of names in yeah. there. Put that name to the side because someone could get totally screwed and we're going to draw the same name every night. He's like, that was great thinking.
Oh,
like, yeah.
I would do like so 10 of Duran, one of me.
Totally. I did 8
fully,
Mike.
It's equal.
8 Mike, 6 me. And I was like, we each got 7.
Stop it.
Yeah. Pretty good. And then like.
I love this. I love it.
Yeah.
Genius. Because then you're not like, it's your turn. You need to do it.
And like Lola just holds me. Us hostage. I'm terrified of putting her to sleep.
Why?
I'd much rather put Ted to sleep.
Well, because you can talk to him.
Yeah, totally. Lola's got like 1,000 requests.
Let me tell you something.
I'm like, just go.
Anyway. Okay, so your brother's movie came out.
Oh
this
my gosh,
weekend,
it was so funny.
And it's called The Machine.
So good.
And it was awesome.
It was so good.
I haven't seen it yet, but you saw it twice.
See it. I saw it twice. Bert actually took Ted to see it and sat next to him in the theater. And Ted watched the whole movie.
Were you there too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents went, Annie and Matt went, Bert went, the girls went. There was like 10 of us.
Did anyone recognize Bert?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's so cute. Where did you go? Universal?
Universal. So.
Cotty's brother is Bert Kreischer, who has been doing stand-up for years and years.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the hardest things you can do.
Stand-up?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine doing stand-up. It's exhausting. Imagine having one of our shit days and then.
But you're like, I'm having a shit day. Now I'm going to be funny.
The red carpet was huge. I totally ate shit on the red carpet. It was so embarrassing.
Why?
Look.
Whoa. Goodness.
And the back of my leg, do you see it? Yeah, totally. That shoe I was wearing snapped. And
the
I went
loafler?
Flying. The loafer.
Wait, what do you mean? Is it broken?
No, it survived, but my body didn't.
Stop.
And you know what's even worse?
What?
I was wearing a short dress.
Yeah. And you flashed everyone? That would be.
Yes, but I was wearing like full underwear.
Grannies?
And yes, because I wanted to be comfortable.
Mm.
I was like, I'm going for longevity
tonight. I like a full
tonight.
Underwear in like
wait,
in a
it
dress.
Gets way worse. Full underwear. and then Skims shapewear on top of the full underwear. So I looked like, I think my skirt went up too, and it was like two different shades. It was like nude on top of black underwear. It was just dreadful. And I was like, how many people saw that? They were probably like, what is she wearing?
Where does that
she
end?
Wearing a reverse
and where
thong?
Does it begin?
Like, why are there two things of black going on either side?
A reverse thong.
It was, and then I like quickly jumped up and was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, stop, just stop. I'm like, I'm fine.
They're like, we're not really worried about you. We're just worried about what we just saw.
Like, what's under the dress?
Oh, I love it. Well, that's awesome. I really want to see it.
It's really good. It's number 5 right now.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
What else?
That just consumed our week, really.
It's pretty epic.
It really is. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to do more movies?
I think so. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I think I went in there. I've never seen him act. No one has. He's never acted. Mm-hmm. And then he has this movie that he's the star of.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot on someone's back.
But he pretty much acts every time.
Thank God it was like a role where he was playing himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
Like, it worked for him. It felt very natural. He did all – it's an action movie.
You know what, though? Do you ever wonder, like, if you were, like, if someone was, like, you have to act in this movie, you have to do it. Like, and do you ever wonder, like, sometimes I'm, like, I feel like I might be good because, like, I don't care that much.
Yeah, it's like any job you really don't care about, you kind of nail.
Well, like, but especially acting, because, like, that's, like, the minute you overthink, like, it comes through to, like, I think it really comes through when you're, like, trying too hard. And then in that, I think some things that you're not trying, you wouldn't be able to do well. But for some reason, I think acting... I don't want to act, but like I feel like if I had to, gun to my head, I might fucking thrive.
Well, you feel very comfortable performing. Like I would crawl out of my skin.
But do you remember like when you used to like have to do like an answering machine like message?
Ugh, I would always do it when I had like bronchitis.
Yeah, I'd be like,
oh. It's, you got like smoker's throat.
Hello.
You're like, hello, it's Scotty.
You're like Cameron Fry from Ferris Bueller's.
Yes.
You've reached Cameron
it's
Fry.
It's like you tore a vocal cord.
I think you sound great, but I get what you mean. It's just like I think listening to, like watching or listening to yourself back at all in any capacity, mm-hmm. It's like it's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
Like as a third party.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's now I understand why like actors don't want to watch them like at premieres, they're like, no, I'm not sitting through it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Have,
and like I totally would be that person.
Yes. I used to work for an actor and actually he used to say he wouldn't see like any of the movies that he was in.
That's weird. I know. Like, he wouldn't even see the final cut.
I mean, so he claims. I'm sure. I'm sure. At some point he was, like, watching. But I know. I do get that, actually. That's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you're like, or at least not in front of people. Because if you're cringing, you don't want to be, like, in front of everyone. I hate it. It's so weird. I need the sun to come out and to, like, heal me of my sin.
It's just killing me.
Yeah.
I reached out to a nutritionist. You know what? It's sitting in my outbox.
Oh, yeah. What's the semi-glutide Ozempic situation for you?
I'm off, baby.
Yeah?
Feeling good.
You're flying high?
Flying high.
And are you going to keep it in your fridge just to, like, have some back stock?
Maybe. It expires pretty quickly, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. The one I got in, like, March or February. I don't remember when.
Yeah?
It expires in, like, a week.
Hmm. I wonder why.
Yeah, and homie don't mess around with, like, intravenous drugs and expirations.
Homie,
no,
thank you.
Homie don't like expired
no.
drugs.
Homie don't like it.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's
so
interesting.
So off that. And you know what? So I'm reaching out to a nutritionist. Have you ever had a nutritionist?
No.
Aren't you intrigued, kind of?
It seems, like, sort of absurd, but everyone I've talked to who's had one, like...
Loves it.
Yeah.
Loves it. Uh-huh. I'm like... That is so like foreign
because,
to me.
Because I think it is like so much more complex than
for sure.
Than we like you were Cotty has this salad that right now that she's gonna eat, oh, yeah. I don't know, at some point. And it's like it's all good stuff, but she's looking at the fat and the carbs and all of it. And it's like I think it's hard to interpret like because it's not like all carbs are bad or all fat is bad. It's like the right ratio is like
yeah.
can See, be like perfect for
yeah.
you. But I don't know. I get scared, too, of, like, all I look at, I'm, like, from the 80s. I'm, like, carbs and fat. Goodbye.
Ugh, like, gross.
Get away from
like
me.
Fat-free cheese.
But at the same time, you need that to keep you full and to, like,
I know. And everyone's doing macros, and I kind of want to do it. So anyway, I reached out to her. She's very salty. I'm like, ugh.
What do you mean salty?
I don't know. She's just, like, salty.
Itchy?
Yeah, a little bitchy.
Maybe she's itchy.
I'm like, dude, just give me my macros and move on. Like, we only need to talk once.
Where's she coming from? Who referred her?
My trainer did.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm reaching out to her. I mean, I'll let you know how it goes. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. She's like, what are your goals? I'm like, what do you think? Sleep better? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested, actually. So keep me posted on that. I feel like everyone who's ever gone, like, gets a lot out of it.
I don't know anyone that's ever gone.
I do. But I think it's also not like
you've got, like, fancy friends, though.
So fancy.
You
but I don't think it's a thing that you're, like then committed to forever. It's something you do for, like, a few months and you learn.
Not even that. She's like, I'll talk to you once.
Oh.
And I don't want to talk anymore. I was like, fine by me. I was like, just tell me what to eat and let's go our separate ways.
Never want to hear from your
literally.
Ass again.
She's like, I'll talk to you once. But this can't be an ongoing relationship. I'm like, perfect.
That's interesting. Exactly. So, no, I think it's all been like short-term, like short, like, but it's a lot of information and like information you can apply to everything.
I think that's what it is now. Yeah. Like nutritionists, everyone's so into macros. I think they just give you something and say, go with God.
What do you mean macros? Like a macrobiotic?
I don't know. Macros. You know, when you split up your fat and your carbs and your protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the right... Yeah. Ratio.
She would tell me my ratio.
Got it.
And say, here you go. Good luck.
Yeah, because I think it's hard to interpret from all the books and the literature, the articles. Like,
you can't.
Or it's so hard to make sense of.
So hard.
That's why I go straight 80s and I'm like, no carbs, no fat. And then I'm like hungry all day. And wanted, like, I don't even know. It's just like, it's all about the balance, because then you're not going to like have unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like. Quantities or timing or whatever.
Yeah, and working out, I'm just ravenous.
Interesting. I'm curious. Did you ever find where we're going to do a body scan for?
Yeah, you were sleeping on that project. I wonder if people listening to this podcast, like, they don't follow through with any of their plans.
No, we were just.
We've talked about this.
You know what,
like,
I didn't follow through with? I haven't used the hair straight yet.
No, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, but don't put it. I mean, I'm definitely going to be reporting on that. I just like haven't. I don't know. I haven't liked my hair, like the color, so I haven't wanted to do it. That's cool. Okay, I want to do that.
Yeah, I do too. I'll ask where she did it.
All right, so my kids are out of school tomorrow.
Why?
I don't know, because they're like, well, we're going to end early because we're starting early this next year. And I'm like, what does that have to do with this year?
That's rude.
Yeah. So they're starting, tomorrow, June 2nd. Right. Yeah. Is the last day of school. Whereas like it's normally like mid to like late June or mid June.
My kids' last day of school is the 19th.
Ugh, see?
I know.
That's normal. But I don't know.
Oof.
I don't know. I'm like excited because I don't have to make lunches anymore for a little while. But then I'm also like,
why don't you just
freaked out?
Buy lunch at school or send them to school with cash.
They don't like what they have. I don't know why the school can't figure it out. And I've heard this actually across the board that most kids don't like what they're getting offered.
Interesting.
I know. It's so annoying. It would be so easy if I could be like, bye, here's some water, like a water bottle, and that's it.
Yeah. School lunches they offered were so unhealthy.
Like what? Pizza?
Monday, it was Pizza Hut. So you got a personal pan pizza, a Diet Coke, and like a Little Debbie.
A Little Debbie? Little Debbie?
Little Debbie.
I loved Little Debbies. And you know what else I loved? And I don't even know that they make them anymore, but Hostess cupcakes.
You buy those at Erewhon.
Well, now they're like vegan. Yeah. Like,
I saw those in your bag. I was
brown,
like, what is she
sugar.
Doing with
those? No, they're not. Oh my God, they're so good. Have you tried one? Erewhon makes like, it looks like it, but it doesn't taste like it.
Yeah.
No, this is like as healthy as like something sugary could be from Erewhon.
I won't
but
wear those.
The Hostess cupcakes.
So good. They'd offer you like a Twinkie, a pizza, and
so
a Coke.
So light, so fluffy. Yeah, and then you'd crash like
I'd
the
be
next
like,
period.
You'd
like, why can't I focus? I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited to not have to deal, but also, I don't know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. They're going to be home.
For 3 months.
Well, I mean, there's different things going
That's
on.
That's a lot of time.
But we're not traveling.
Time.
Are you traveling?
No. No. And everyone's talking about traveling. I was like, Why are you taking your kids somewhere for 10 days? Like, that's a commitment.
I sort of want to be one of those people who travels and, like, completely off season, like, takes their kids out of school for 2 weeks, like, in the, like, weirdest part of the year.
I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow.
Ew.
Ugh.
Why?
My thoughts
exactly. On a Friday?
On a Friday.
Why?
Because one of Lola's little best friend, it's her birthday and she's never been. But I'm, like, warning everyone. I was like, listen, Lola and this little girl, I think she's turning 3. Lola's 2.5. I was like, kids that age are not into it. Trust me.
You know what, though? I think
Ted was into it.
But for her age at 2, it's actually so easy because you're not going on any of the crazy rides. And there's like not a big wait for any of those little. Like, no, what are you gonna do? Teacups? Oh my God. I can't even do the teacups anymore.
Why?
Like the spinning? Does that make you sick?
Well, don't plant that seed in my head. No, and the spinning stuff has never made me sick.
Oh. Huh.
But you know what? When I went to that therapist for anxiety.
Yeah.
He told me like a bunch of stuff that triggered people's anxieties. And I was like,
spinning one of them?
And now 2 of them freak me out.
Such as?
Hangovers and looking into lights.
Hangovers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's like, a lot of my patients that have anxiety stop drinking. I was like, why? And he's like, because hangovers trigger anxiety. I was like, well, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But it's true.
Totally does now. And looking, like, if you look directly into a light bulb, that was like one of the things.
Well, that's bad for your eyes.
Yeah, but then you've got that thing, and it doesn't go away.
But do you really feel anxious every time you're hungover?
Yeah, it's awful.
But aren't you hungover now every time you drink? Because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, it's really actually, I think I'm going to have to stop drinking because it's just like, I now, like, it's so obnoxious. But now it's like, I don't know, like 15% fun and then like 85% not fun.
The problem is I never feel bad enough the next day to totally wipe it out of my life. It's just like, you know.
But you feel anxious every time or just when you drink too much?
I mean, I feel anxious right now, but I think it was Jacques' coffee.
Jacques gave Cadi s'mores creamer.
I think it was a lot of caffeine.
I can't even like.
I'm not even sure I should have had a coffee this late in the day.
Oh,
it's 4 o'clock
I don't even care.
Here.
I'm so like far gone. I'm like, whoa.
But you know what? When we went food shopping together this week.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
We did,
it was really
we did an
nice.
Impromptu food shop together.
We did. That was really, really nice.
It was very sweet.
And that wine we bought together.
Yeah.
Didn't make me hungover.
Oh, probably because it's all natural organic wines.
Oh, are you serious?
From Erewhon, yeah.
I thought it was just because they were expensive.
No, they're not that expensive. I feel
well,
like
for you.
No, I'm. Stop. I think most of them don't have sulfates and they're organic. They're mostly all organic. Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. Erewhon is all organic wine? Well, wait, what? Isn't wine just organic?
No.
Why?
There is some like questionability. Like people do like argue in like the wine world that like it's not like that regulated, like what's organic and what's not. But no, there are specific wineries that are organic.
No way.
Actually, maybe it's the kosher thing that's not that regulated. But there's definitely organic wines. And I think they just have less stuff in them. They're less likely to.
That my mind is blown.
You know what else I tried the other day? As I was at like somebody's party for like a school, and they had that. I think it's Cameron Diaz's wine. I don't even know. Maybe
the
I'm
non-alcoholic.
No.
Oh no. She doesn't have. I'm sorry.
Like yes. Aveline.
Yes.
Is it Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
Anyways, it was pretty good. And it's like no sugar, no this, no that, organic. And then I feel like I had no bad effects from it.
I want to try that.
It's in a can.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool if you just want to have like one can. Because you're not like opening.
Or you're
a
like on the go.
Yeah, or you're at like a weird party and you're just like, fine, let me try it. But I actually
like red or white.
It was rosé, but I don't know if they do other ones. Mm. But I'd seen it on Instagram, of course, because I'm a sitting duck for all things to be bought and purchased. But I tried it. I'm going to confirm that it's Cameron Diaz, and I was like, wow, it's really good. But then I'm like, is there sugar added to wine? Normally, no, it's naturally occurring.
I had no idea. I didn't even know there was such a thing as. I thought all wine was organic.
No, it's not. It is not.
Well, I'll be damned. I am only buying wine from Erewhon now.
I'm sure there's like a reason why they pick all of those Did you like the wine you got?
Loved it.
Yeah.
The one, that super Tuscan one, was amazing.
You know which one my favorite one was?
What?
Was the one that they only had one bottle of.
Of course.
Okay. Aveline? Yes. And they actually have it in the bottle also.
Oh, that's nice.
And by the can, which is kind of fun.
Okay, I'll try that. How many cans did you have?
Yeah, Cameron Diaz and Catherine Power.
How many cans did you have?
You're asking. I don't know.
Well, because you're like, I felt nothing afterwards. I'm like, if you only had one can,
no,
that's
like
why.
2.5 maybe, but like over like a few, like a couple hours of at this party.
Oh.
I mean, they're like little, like, I don't know.
Little shooters.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I feel like these days I feel something, like, even from the smallest amount of alcohol, and I'm like, this is really annoying because I feel like I'm going to have to just, like. Mm-hmm.
That day we drank champagne, I felt like you poisoned me.
Be boring.
I literally was like, my head's bleeding. Like, I just can't party with people anymore.
I feel like I can't party anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that's the bottom line. It's a frustrating fact. Why?
I did fill up like a little teacup of red wine the other night when I was cooking.
Yeah.
And I felt like you.
What? What do you mean?
Remember when you'd get ready and you'd fill up like a little espresso mug of red wine?
When? Like, it,
just
like
in life. Yeah. I don't know. I'd come over like one time we were going to dinner and you were just like sipping red wine out of an espresso cup.
Like a little, like,
yeah, a, like a little shooter.
Just a little?
Of, just like you were just like a little hamster with red wine.
And how
wine.
Did you feel?
I was like, that's odd.
Why?
I don't know. It was just such a small portion.
Oh.
That I was like, wonder how many of those she's had. But it makes sense. I just filled up like a little shooter and I was like, just
a little nibble.
Yeah.
Just a like sweet a little nibble.
It was nice.
Oh, I'm doing construction at my house right now and it's driving me over the edge.
That's just too much to bite off.
I know. I don't think it's funny. My mom, all mine is outside right now, which is nice. It's like all outdoor patio construction and I'm like, we're doing like a sport, like basketball court kind of thing. And I just think it's never fun.
That threw me for a loop that you were doing a basketball court. I'm totally into it.
Why did it throw you for a loop?
I don't know. It's like, who plays basketball?
I mean, all of them want to play some sort of sport. So it just gives,
oh, they
like,
do.
I mean, yeah. And it just gives them more like
reason to be
flat,
outdoors.
Like, oh, yeah. Play space,
okay.
Across the board.
Oh, okay. So it's a multi-purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's not even like an official like size basketball. I mean, it's not like an NBA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it will like have the lines and everything so they know where to shoot from. But I don't know. It's just a headache. And my mom was renovating her kitchen recently and was like, I used to love renovating. I just really always used to love it. I'm like, in what world? Like, did you love it? Like, who loves it? Like, maybe if you're not doing it for yourself and you're just doing, like, a spec house and it's, like, you know, fun to pick all these things
you
and you're not, like, that, like, emotionally tied to it and you're not living with it in your house or, like, around your house. But I just think, like, it is not fun. And I would pay a premium to not have to do any of that.
I have no desire to do it.
Yeah.
I love decorating, but I don't want to.
No.
No. Like, I'm.
Because you just open, like, a can of worms every time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm in this place where I feel like everyone wants money from me. Like, I'm like, oh, this light is broken. You want money? Okay. Like, the refrigerator's broken. Oh, you want money too? Oh, okay. You do this? Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I'm just like in this weird, like, spiral of, like, everybody, like, needing money to fix something or to, like, I don't know. It's like so.
Oh, that's a crap feeling.
It's not even like an insane amount of money. It's just like a feeling like, I don't know, everywhere I turn, like every message is about like paying something or someone.
Wait, you know what I forgot to ask you?
What?
Your tattoo you got for Duran.
Yeah.
When, what was it, for Valentine's Day?
Uh-huh.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he cried.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he cried. I got Duran's name tattooed on my
left
wrist.
Let me see. I've never
wrist.
Seen it. Is he going to tattoo your... Oh, he can't get a tattoo.
I mean, he said he would, but I don't think he really means
he's
it.
He's not getting a tattoo.
I mean, you know what? It doesn't matter to me. Like, it's like I'm like...
You're
I like tattoos. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't... I don't know that it would, like, move me in the way that it moved him. But he's like, I would do it. But I don't need him to do it.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, I got it, like, 2 weeks before Valentine's and I kept, like, hiding it. Like, I kept... And he, like, didn't notice it. But a few times it was out and I was like, oh... But then when I finally showed it to him, he cried.
Duran, he's probably keeping his body ink free for when we get together.
God, do you think she's going to end up with Duran in the end? They're going to end up an item.
Oh,
I sort of love that.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to Mike?
You'll probably end up with Mike. You guys can just calculate all your expenses together.
Oh my God. So I saw the tonal. Let's follow up on that. The last episode, we talked about the tonal that Mike got in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And now I've seen it with my own eyes, and it is an eyesore.
It's awful.
The weight bench. The weight bench really does me in.
It's awful.
Does he use it?
I mean, not enough for it to be in a bedroom.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Yeah. He uses it like once a week.
Yeah, no.
Maybe twice?
No. Mm-mm. No.
No. Like, I'm like, no. No, no, no. Nope.
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 Ugh.
All right.
I'm done. I'm over it. I can't.
Done for today, right?
Yeah, done.
Okay.
Done, done, done.
Pick it up next week. Let's not talk until next week.
Don't even look at me anymore.
Fine. I'm not responding to any of your texts. Okay, bye.